Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India Post, the country's oldest and most widespread postal network, has achieved a record-breaking revenue of 15,296 crore in the financial year 2025-26, marking a significant transformation from a traditional mail carrier to a diversified financial services and logistics provider. What makes this significant is that this growth is driven by the Post Office Savings Bank, Postal Life Insurance, and the rapidly growing e-commerce parcel delivery segment. With approximately 1.65 lakh post offices, which is the world's largest postal network, and around 90% of these post offices located in rural areas, India Post is the government's primary vehicle for financial inclusion in the last mile. But why does this matter? It matters because for millions of rural Indians, particularly women, the elderly, and scheduled tribe populations, India Post is the only accessible financial institution. Now, let us delve into the revenue drivers for India Post in the financial year 2025-26. First, financial services have emerged as the largest contributor. The Post Office Savings Bank is the backbone of India Post's financial business, with total deposits exceeding 14 lakh crore, making India Post the country's largest savings institution by account holders in rural areas. Building on this, Postal Life Insurance, which was established in 1884, is one of India's oldest insurance products, covering central and state government employees, armed forces, defense civilians, nationalized banks, and local body staff. Additionally, rural postal life insurance extends coverage to rural populations, offering a range of products including endowment, whole life, convertible, anticipated endowment, and joint life products. Crucially, the total coverage under postal life insurance and rural postal life insurance exceeds 5 crore policies. It is worth pausing here to note that India Post has also partnered with e-commerce giants such as Amazon, Flipkart, and Meesho for last-mile delivery, leveraging its speed post and parcel services to cater to the growing demand for e-commerce logistics. And here is something that surprises many students: India Post's rural delivery network, which includes Gramin Duck Sevaks, reaches addresses that no private courier can cover. Furthermore, India Post acts as an agent for various government schemes, including Aadhaar enrollment and updates, passport applications, direct benefit transfer disbursement to rural beneficiaries, and PAN card issuance. Moving on to the India Post Payments Bank, which was launched in September 2018 as a separate entity, it offers a doorstep banking model where Gramin Duck Sevaks visit elderly, disabled, or remote customers with handheld devices, making it the most inclusive banking model in India. What does this mean for India's financial inclusion efforts? It means that India Post Payments Bank is playing a vital role in extending banking services to the unbanked and underbanked populations in rural areas. Now, let us turn to the transformation of India Post from a traditional mail carrier to a multi-service provider. The revenue mix has shifted significantly, with traditional letter mail declining sharply due to digital communication. However, India Post's survival and growth have depended on pivoting to financial services and logistics. The last mile advantage is India Post's primary competitive advantage, with 1.46 lakh rural post offices and approximately 2.4 lakh Gramin Duck Sevaks serving as the human network. But why does this last mile advantage matter? It matters because no bank, no private courier, and no telecom tower can match India Post's physical reach in rural areas. With that background in place, let us look at the policy significance of India Post's transformation. Financial inclusion is a critical aspect of India's development agenda, and India Post is the primary delivery channel for various government schemes, including the PM Jan Dhan Yojana, PM Kisan Samman Nidhi, PM Matru Vandana Yojana, and old age pension disbursements in rural areas. So what exactly changed? The change is that India Post is now integrating with Digital India, with common service centers being co-located in post offices, MyScheme portal access, DigiLocker integration for document services, and UPI and IPPB mobile app. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The India Post revenue for the financial year 2025-26 is 15,296 crore, which is a record. The number of post offices in India is approximately 1.65 lakh, which is the world's largest postal network, with around 90% of these post offices located in rural areas. India Post was founded in 1854, and it comes under the Ministry of Communications. There are approximately 2.4 lakh Gramin Dak Sevaks, who are contract staff serving rural last mile. The total deposits in the Post Office Savings Bank exceed 14 lakh crore, making it the largest rural savings institution by account holders. Postal Life Insurance, which was established in 1884, has over 5 crore policies, including rural postal life insurance. The India Post Payments Bank was launched on 1st September 2018, and it offers doorstep banking via Gramin Dak Sevaks. The deposit limit for the India Post Payments Bank is 2 lakh per customer, which is the regulatory cap for payments banks. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to the syllabus, and you should note the key facts and figures, such as the revenue, the number of post offices, and the various services offered by India Post. Remember this number, 15,296 crore, which is the record revenue achieved by India Post in the financial year 2025-26. Note this carefully. India Post is not just a postal service provider but also a financial inclusion vehicle, offering a range of services, including savings accounts, insurance, and payments banking. In conclusion, India Post's transformation into a multi-service provider, with a focus on financial inclusion and logistics, is a significant development with far-reaching implications for India's economic growth and development. The last-mile advantage, coupled with the integration with Digital India, makes India Post a critical player in the country's development agenda.